everyone. I'm Ari here with Rachel, and we're your hosts for the Merry Writer podcast. This week, we're on episode 213, and we're asking, how long does it take to write a book? Before we dive into the topic, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening if you haven't already. And if you enjoy the show, please share it with friends and feel free to write a review. Okay, so technically, the answer would be pretty obvious. It takes as long as it takes. Don't let anyone tell you there is a specific time frame to write a book in. Even if they say, well, you know, a sci-fi should take this long or a romance should take that long, it's crap. In the end, some writers are fast writers, some are slow writers. Some genres and stories actually need a lot of research and world building if you're talking about fantasy, sci-fi, historical fiction. Some don't. Some books are epic tomes like Lord of the Rings and some aren't. There are lots of reasons why books take as long as they take. From the stories themselves to the type of writers we are, or just to the stuff that's going on in our lives. I'm just going to go through a few little examples to give you an idea, because I do see a lot on the internet going on about how long a book should take. A Christmas Carol took Charles Dickens 6 weeks to write. Gone with the Wind took Margaret Mitchell 10 years to write. Gone Girl took Gillian Flynn 3 years to write. And Lord of the Rings took J.R.R. Tolkien 16 years to write. Okay, so it does take as long as it takes. But while the answer may be obvious, I wanted to discuss this because honestly, in the last 5 years, I have seen an increase in kind of toxic behavior in the writing community where people are shamed for not finishing their manuscripts in record time, especially since there seems to be a big push at the moment for rapid release, where people are bringing out books a month or books, 3 or 4 books a year. And if you're not one of those people, if you can't finish a book in a year, if you can't finish a book, 3 books in a year, or finish a book in 5 years, suddenly you're not a good writer. And I don't like that attitude. And I think that's especially bad for anyone coming into the writing industry, or hell, even if you've been in it a while, you don't need to hear you're not doing a good job because it's taken you a long time. So that's why I chose this as a topic.
Yeah, I agree with that because I have been writing for a long time. And I feel like back in the day when I first joined it and I first started writing, people were very encouraging. And now it's kind of gotten to the point where everybody just wants to make a fast dollar. So I agree with that. Your book is going to take you as long as it takes you. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. To be brutally honest, hearing that J.R.R. Tolkien took 16 years to write The Lord of the Rings, and granted, I know that's a chunk of a novel, but that makes me feel so good because at the time of recording this, I think I'm on year 13 for my mystery novel. And I thought I was almost done with that. And then I realized I did my math wrong for the timeline. So it's brought me even farther back than I thought rather than me getting ahead. So it's actually kind of refreshing to hear. We're not going to look at Charles Dickens. Don't worry about Charles Dickens. We'll look at J.R.R. Tolkien. It's actually really refreshing to hear that it took him that long to get through The Lord of the Rings. And it's, as Ari said, it all depends on what's going on in your life and just however long the book takes you. Because sometimes you can be really into an idea when you first start it. You breeze through the first few chapters or scenes or however you write within like a week. And then you come to a standstill. You come to that sagging middle. And this can happen whether you outline or not. It doesn't really matter. Some days you just don't feel like writing, so you don't. Other days, something happens in life that you gotta skip writing, even though you really want to write. Other days, your internet goes out. I mean, you don't really need the internet to write, but research, you know, just saying, anything can happen. And you can set self-made deadlines. I mean, those deadlines can help, but still life can get in the way. And just take your time. Enjoy the process is what I'm trying to say in this long-winded way. Enjoy the process.
No, but that is it exactly. We don't know what every other writer is going through unless they're literally on social media telling us constantly. In which case, they have enough time. These people are like, oh my gosh, I'm so busy. It's like, you're on Instagram a lot to say you're so busy. But no, you don't know what's going on in people's lives. And in your life, it's like, are you a carer? Are you a parent? Do you have a busy job? Do you have a busy life? And even if you're not a parent and you're not a carer and you don't have children and you don't have a busy job, life and regular struggles still happen. You know, people still have chores and requirements and people have other hobbies. We all love to do writing, but that doesn't mean we only want to do writing. So sometimes you have to split it between other hobbies. How detailed is your story? How fast do you type? If you're a slow writer, you could have the best outline in the world, but if you're a slow typer, it's going to take you longer than someone who pantses but types fast. Do you find it easy to stick to deadlines? I have been awful with deadlines up until very, very recently, especially self-made deadlines. I just never bother. Like Rachel said, it's like you could be churning through chapters because it's really clear, and then you hit a point. How easy does the story come to you? How easy does writing come to you? You could have the best ideas in the world, but actually writing them could be difficult. And that's not a bad thing. Everyone is different in their own way. I know people who struggle with the actual world building. So while they're really good at the dialogue and the regular prose, taking the effort to build the world, to give the book some flavor and some color and that kind of detail slows their book down because they have to leave that out, write the book, and then go back in and sort of, not the right word, but wedge it in. And I think that's probably harder. And not everyone has the motivation. And let's be honest, we're writers. I guarantee most of us have mental health issues. So we have to have time to deal with that. We have bad days. There are days when I will come and think, I have no interest in doing any of this. I might just burn my computer because I hate it. As of recording this, it's coming out in April, but as of recording this, I just finished the first draft of my story, The Blessed. I was given a deadline by my partner. And it's the only reason I stuck to it because he gave me the deadline and put a threat on it. So apparently that works. And what has happened is, as I was writing, I kept hitting bad days because it happens. I suffer from SAD syndrome, and obviously the weather's not helping me at the moment. And I kept hitting these points where I was just like, I hate it. I hate everything about it. I don't like any of it. Now, normally that would just grind me to a halt and would send me away, and I would turn to a different project or I would stop writing. But because that deadline was over my head, I just kept reminding myself, it's the first draft. It's meant to be terrible. It can be fixed. It's meant to be awful. And literally the last like three chapters, I'm just like, this is, oh my God, this is awful. Who is going to want to read this? Because I couldn't stop myself seeing it as like, as if it was going to go out as a first draft. And it's like, of course it's not. But my habit is to panic and pull away from it when I hate it. And I hate my stories a lot when I'm having a bad mental health day. And it's why we say don't delete anything when you're having a bad mental health day. Don't edit anything when you're having a bad mental health day, because it always looks worse. Come back to it another day. Keep writing, but don't take anything away until you're having a better mental health day. So yeah, that's my point.
No, mental health can like really screw you over when it comes to writing. And so can the internet and social media. And I think, I mean, if any of you follow me on Instagram, you'll notice that I'm active for like a week or two, and then I disappear for 6 months, and then I magically come back for like 3 weeks, and then I disappear for 8 months. Yeah, there's really no explanation there. That's just the way that things are with my mind. And I totally get it. There are some days, yeah, you just, as Ari said, I don't want to burn my computer because that's expensive, but burn my manuscripts. Yeah, sure. There are definitely days where I just want to delete it all because I'm like, what am I doing this for? Why do I want to do this? And you really second guess yourself a lot, but you just got to power through. What the hell are we talking about? What was my, what was, I had a segue and then I forgot it. Oh, you just got to power through. I feel like this is something that can help or hinder you, is working on multiple books at one time, because there are times where you feel like you're not motivated at all to write whatever you're currently writing. So you can start writing something else because you're still being creative and you're still working towards your publishing goals, but you're not working on, you're working on something else. And that can really put you behind in publishing, because if you're working on one novel and you want to publish it by the end of the year, and then you just need to switch gears for a little bit and work on something else, well, obviously you're not going to publish that first book by the end of the year because you're not actively working on it. And that's okay. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that. I know we've talked about juggling multiple projects in other episodes, and I do it. I believe Ari does it. And I mean, it's hard not to. Yeah, it can kind of put a pause on certain things, but yeah, you do what you gotta do. You gotta do whatever your brain wants you to do at the moment. Otherwise, you're just gonna add to those mental health issues.
That is a perfect point because it segues into where I'm going, which is, wait a minute, I've just lost it. If you're writing a book and it's taking a certain length of time and you want it to be quicker, the best way to do that is find what works for you. Everyone is different. You hear all the time, it's like, write every day, write at 5 a.m. The idea of getting up at 5 a.m. to write. I love writing, but I don't want to get up at 5 a.m. to do anything I like. Seriously, just nothing. But if deadlines work for you, use them. If you're not sure, try them. And if they don't, let them go. If writing every day works for you, try it. And if it works, brilliant. If switching projects works, Rachel has mentioned that. And yes, I am a project bouncer. I have executive dysfunction regarding staying to one thing. It doesn't help me. I need to bounce. And I do. I have lots of things going at the same time. And the only way I've managed to keep myself from not doing anything, because you kind of circle yourself and end up using it as a procrastination tool, because it can. You have to figure out your weaknesses. The only way I've managed to do that is to create very, very detailed, very, very, from last week's podcast, is to create very detailed to-do lists specifically for those projects, so you know what you need to do next to move that project forward. If you don't have clear to-do lists and goals for each project, you can bounce between them and not get anywhere. Because I've done that. So in the end, to write your story quicker, to stay on target, you have to find out what works for you. Don't just take the advice online. I appreciate we're technically an advice podcast and an experience. You know, this is what our experience is. But try things. Try daily writing. Try getting up at 5 a.m. I'm not doing that. I don't care if it would actually help. I'm not doing that. But you never know. It might be that your thing. Try sticking to one project. Try writing multiple projects. Try writing with an outline. If you don't know, try it and then let it go. Don't just assume because somebody else you follow on Instagram or whatever, or 7 or 8 people, they all say, we write with an outline and it works for them. Doesn't mean it's going to work for you. So don't tangle yourself up trying to follow somebody else's process because they wrote their novel in 6 weeks. So you'll write your novel in 6 weeks. It's like, it doesn't work like that. It really doesn't. Your brain, your system, your motivation, your distraction points, they're all different and you have to figure them out.
And it'll change over time as well. I mean, depending on what's going on in your life and, you know, the older you get, things will change. So even when you do find something that works for you, sometimes that might only work for a couple of months and then you need to switch gears and try something else. Because I am a 5 a.m. writer because if I don't write first thing in the morning, then by the afternoon, I mean, I'm a morning person. By the afternoon, my brain is mush. So I don't want to write. But on the other hand, there are some days, whether I write in the morning or not, sometimes in the afternoon, I get this itch to write. So if I'm home and if I have access to my computer, I'll get some writing done in the afternoon. So technically, I'm going out of my routine. I'm going out of my habit a bit, but it works. You just do what you gotta do. And also you can utilize different writing challenges, like take NaNoWriMo, for example. The whole point is to write a first draft in 30 days. And the point is to just tell yourself the story and get the bare bones of the story down. It's supposed to be messy. It's not supposed to be perfect. That's something that works for me. I can easily churn out a first draft in 30 days. And then the editing happens and that's going to take me another 20 years, but I digress. Whereas for many people, churning out 50,000 words in 30 days just doesn't work for them. And that's okay. It's fine. You got to find what works for you. As Ari said, play around with different methods and figure out what works for your book because it'll change for each book and also what works for your brain.
I never manage NaNoWriMo. It just doesn't work for me because you really do need to write either every day or every few days very quickly. Otherwise, you end up with like a huge word count to do and it can be overwhelming. So it never worked for me. I did like the 85K 90 challenge, which is 85K over 90 days. It just gives me a little bit more flexibility. But some of the points that I just want to quickly mention is don't wait for large chunks of time. We're so used to doing that. It's like, if you've got an extra half an hour or 15 minutes, yes, you might not be able to write much, but you can pull your phone out and if you're in a waiting room or something and you can make brainstorming notes. You can think over some of the questions or ideas. I actually like writing in the morning. I don't often get it because that's my highest energy time. And unfortunately, I have other things that need to be done. Otherwise, they will never get done. So I have to do them in the mornings. And sometimes it means that by the end of the day, I'm so tired, I can't write. However, I usually, on days like that, I will usually take a notepad downstairs, put on the TV, and I will use that time for brainstorming, for fixing questions, for creating more detailed descriptions of things. That way, when I do get back to writing, I have notes. It's too easy to go, oh, well, I need 5 hours of writing, or I was going to write in the afternoon, but then something came up and I didn't have time. It's like, okay, that's true. I'm not saying it isn't. But every now and then you'll find you've got pockets of time. You could still do something in them. It doesn't have to be like 3 hours. Have you got an hour? Have you got half an hour? 15 minutes? You know, keep some questions that you have about your novel on your phone so you can be thinking about them rather than scrolling. Yeah. They're trying to keep you away from scrolling. And the other thing is find what inspires you and remove what demotivates you. I have tried to stop scrolling on Instagram because I don't find it inspiring. It makes me depressed. I mean, social media is very depressing anyway. Even just constantly seeing other people doing so much better or how quickly everyone's writing their stuff. It is hard to compare your life against other people's, even though you don't know what they're doing. And even though that social media is mostly fake, so much of it is not real. It's very curated. But it doesn't mean it doesn't get in there and kind of make you think they're going, oh gosh, they're on their book, they've sorted their third book. I'm still on book one and it's driving me crazy. So if getting demotivated puts you in a funk so you struggle to write, then find out what that is and stop doing it. You know, put a block on social media, put a block on this, whatever. If you find that watching a movie that's based in your genre is inspiring, then do that. And just find what works. By the way, I'm not saying just go watch movies all day. It's like, no, you will need to write, but if they help, then use that and it might help you move forward with the novel.
No, I absolutely agree with all of that, especially since, like, when I pick up the kids from school every day, I get to the school like 30 to 20 minutes early. So during that time, I will take out my phone or I have a little notebook in my backpack and I will do some brainstorming or I will do some planning for my next week and what goals I want to accomplish for my book. And I will take that time, especially since it's quiet. It's like the easiest me time you could ever get. So yeah, find those little moments throughout your day. And it might be different from day to day, but find those little moments and utilize them whenever you can. But also don't burn yourself out. There are days where if you find a little pocket of time that you can get some writing, but if you're just not feeling it, then don't do it. Just take it one day at a time.
I agree. Okay, I have nothing else to add, so I'm just going to wrap this episode up. So in that case, we will turn it over to you guys. How long does it generally take you to complete your manuscript? And yes, I appreciate that's a very nebulous. It's a very nebulous question because obviously one day you could be writing a very big fantasy and the next day you could be writing a very short contemporary romance. So, but yeah, just, you know what I mean? Just answer the question. Just answer the question. Let me know your answers in the comments so we can chat about it. Remember, we release new episodes every Wednesday. Next week, we're discussing how to write middle grade characters with a special guest. To ensure you don't miss it, hit the subscribe button on your way out. As always, thanks for listening to the Mary Writer Podcast and we'll see you next week. This podcast is brought to you by Excessive Caffeine. We drink a lot. The music titled Inspired is by Kevin MacLeod, licensed under Creative Commons 4.0.